We're essentially one step away from being under China's Great Wall of Censorship.
They're shutting down debate. They're censoring debate on their censorship bill. We just got the notice right now. As you know, they've been trying to censor the internet. Creeping totalitarianism. So give Trudeau's woke bureaucrats over at the CRTC the power to control what you see and say on the internet.
On the internet giants, we've seen Facebook and other countries post, oh, other companies post record profits. Now, Facebook is choosing to block Canadians' access to local news instead of paying their fair share. That's unacceptable. We're not going to put up with Facebook's bullying.
Registering your guns is just the first step towards taking away guns from everyone. That's never going to happen because here in Canada, we have a culture that has grown up with guns and respects the need.
Today forward, it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada. It is no longer legal to buy a handgun in Canada.
Instead of paying their fair share. That's unacceptable.
Now, Facebook is choosing to block Canadians' access to local news.
That's unacceptable.
In Canada, Canada.
International doubles and domestic spies. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Real Deal Media's number one late night show, World at War. I am your host for this wonderful evening, Dean Ryan. Yes, I am. It is so good to be here. And what a time change it's been. It has hit me hard and surprisingly so. You know, I guess we're still living in the 1800s in the little house on the prairie, aren't we? Because we're still following these archaic sundial type of ordeals here. But nonetheless, we are here for the number one late night show for the greatest audience in the world. So we do apologize for that little snafu. Tonight is quite the show, as these shows seem to be getting more and more and more stacked by the day, really, by the week, the closer we get to November. And certainly feels that way. And there's no telling from one day to another what is going to take the precedence as the lead story. But tonight, I have certainly pretty much disregarded that theory, because tonight we're going to get into the international body doubles as the royal family, if we can still call them that, the German tourists, as we know them. The royals over there in the UK have put out some skullduggery, some fakery, but it really is a microcosm of what's happening on a grand global scale. Yes, it is. Which then dips into what we just saw last week as we were last seeing each other there. In that just incredible eulogy, it was a funeral, it was a bohemian kind of grove, little rehearsal, the State of the Union speech, whatever that was. And I have pinpointed some really, really just incredible tidbits that I'm going to share with you tonight for a Real Deal Mystery segment of the mask. Because you might have, maybe you're new to this, but many are not, you might have heard me refer to Joe Biden as the mask bandit, which I have been doing that for quite some time. And I'm going to explain why that is. And we're going to show what is obviously a fraud, just a forge, and a prosthetic mask, not just in Joe Biden tonight, but also Kamala Harris, on top of the Kate Middleton character, who is just seemingly more and more living up to the premonitions and the insider intel that we shared with you that the woman is dead. And I'm going to make the case that people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are dead as well. And that's going to be coming up tonight for the Real Deal Mystery segment after the half. You don't want to miss that. In addition to that, we're going to be also tackling some other just issues of the day, because in the spy world, as the title really expresses there, the domestic spying, well, it's now coming out with the Federal Bureau infiltrators, our best friends in the world, who are now just kind of divulging what exactly they're spying on and just who that really is. So that's going to be quite interesting. Also, we're also going to tackle some just incredible other headlines and things around the world as the migrants and the whistleblowers kind of mold into one. Well, one of the whistleblowers is now dead in regards to Boeing. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Plus the free housing that's now just being readily available, not to you or I, but all the wonderful tourists coming from the southern border. Yes, we're going to talk about another floozy of a move by design from California. And some huge political news as the topsy-turvy, the up-and-down bipolar world of the miracle jabs actually is really coming and sharing some great news tonight. Yes, it is. The Grim Reaper will be taking a little sideline rest as I will share some rather refreshing news in a very dark world with you in the Real Deal Political segment, so you don't want to miss that. And some, yeah, the E. Jean character, my God, yeah, the cat lady with no cats at all, but strangely is back and trying to get some more money for her shopping spree with, yeah, that little bozo, Mr. Maddow. Yeah, we'll be talking about that. Plus some Real Deal Tech news in the spying world as the AI-generated fake stories, as I have felt for quite some time, are now becoming a main staple in our, well, psyche. We're going to be begging the question, who's writing those stories on the news sites? Anybody. And Airbnb says, well, it's not us, but we're going to be banning security cams. Really, this is a huge precedent in the world of free markets and hotel and accommodations. Yes, we do. And some major international news and some updated news at that in the Haiti, the country, if it, we can still call it that, the fallen state of Haiti. It's just becoming more and more under siege by the day, if not the hour. Plus some Canadian news regarding Palestinians. I didn't think there was a connection, but then again, lightning strikes two, three, in this case, four times. Plus students are gearing up for spring break. Yes, we are. And we're trying to figure out where we're going to go this year. I'm tired of the Daytona. I'm not sure I'm going to go to Mexico, but we got to talk it with, you know, my fraternity is trying to figure out where we're going to be going. So you'll be hearing about that. Plus some real deal religious news and your comments and questions and concerns in the bottom half of tonight's whopper of a show. Okay, before we get started, we are broadcasting live over there in the yay yonder of the Real Dean Orion on Facebook, the travel page. Yes, indeed, as well as Twitter, X, Brighteon, and the one, the only, Rumble. Yes, we are. Okay, let's get started now. Some headlines from around the world and in your neck of the woods, shall we? I think we should. All right, well, we're going to just get right into it, shall we? Because there's too much time, but not much time to waste, as now people are starting to wonder, wait a minute, I thought the Federal Bureau infiltrators were supposed to be protecting us from so-called domestic enemies until they looked in the mirror, stood next to the man in it, and said, wait a minute, that's me. I didn't sign up for this, and who am I? Well, the FBI is saying, well, come here. Let us have a nice look at you. Well, this is very interesting. Now, a federal law enforcement is now just blowing the whistle as a probe begins to unravel. As now the federal law enforcement used the so-called secret portal to have banks flag the Trump, the MAGA purchases, at the very least, just for starters and for the hors d'oeuvres of the evening. A new report by the House Republicans now has shown and is continuing to show that the federal law enforcement agencies used a, quote, secret portal to pressure big banks and financial companies to flag so-called, quote, domestic violent extremist by searching American purchases with the keywords such as MAGA, Trump, and religious text. That's right. That's right. What does that entail? Well, that can mean many things. Well, the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government released a report just recently that claims federal law enforcement treated lawful transactions as suspicious, shared information with financial institutions through backdoor channels, often circulating materials exhibiting a clear eminence towards conservative viewpoints or anybody slightly right of Luciferians in Pol Pot at this point. Well, the report claims that the online portal organized by the Domestic Security Alliance Council, the DSAC, which is led by the Federal Bureau Investigations and the Department of Homeland Insecurities, allowed federal law enforcement agencies to provide more than 650 banks now in financial companies with the guidance of identifying extremists. That's right. Now, according to this report, one example, let me give you an example, and I have a few of them to share with you. One example of the federal guidance to financial institutions were labeled the domestic violent extremist, likely emboldened in an aftermath of capital breach. So it's all based on the day after January 5th. Do you see this? Now, the report also claims that the intelligence recommendation was intended to have financial institutions flag United States citizens who have, quote, expressed the opposition to, get this now, firearm regulations, open borders, the COVID-1984 lockdowns, the miracle jab mandates, and yes, the deep state. That's indeed true. You know, I remember going to the anti-lockdown protest in 2020, and it certainly dawned on me back then that that was allowed to happen to then gauge who the true resistance in the United States are. In addition to preparing for the new definition and labeling of the so-called domestic terrorist. So that was the beta test. Everything in 2020 was the beta test for where we are now. And this is a huge deal. It's so huge that Jim Jordan can't handle it anymore, and he's beginning to speak with authority and anger and vigor. Check this out.
Was colluding with big tech to censor Americans. That's the first thing we learned. But now it's big government colluding with big banks and big business to spy on everything Americans buy, every place they go, everything they do. Big government wants your financial data because it's full of sensitive information about you. Our investigation started when an FBI whistleblower, George Hill, came forward and talked to the committee. Mr. Hill was supervisory intelligence analyst at the FBI up in the Boston field office, told the committee that the FBI got information from Bank of America. Specifically, it received a list of any customer who made purchases in the Washington, D.C. area January 5th through 7th, 2021. The whistleblower supervisor, special agent in charge of the Boston field office, Mr. Bonavolanta, corroborated Mr. Hill's testimony when he spoke to the committee. And so did Steve Jensen, the FBI's domestic terrorism operations section chief. But it wasn't just purchase data around the specific date that the FBI got from Bank of America. That was actually also overlaid with any firearm purchase at any time. And how did the FBI get this information? They asked for it. In fact, you can see
Yeah, how did they get that, and why are the banks so willing to give it? We see this, how this happened. So everybody that purchased firearms, ammunition, anything of that sort around that time, they were gathering, collecting files. We have our own intelligence agencies in the United States, in your neck of the woods, your country, who are not fighting for you, but fighting against you. That's right, and that's why this new class of the intel agents, if we still want to call them that, the millennial class that are now running the show, they hate our guns. They hate our guns, and they wear tight little pants, and they want to stop us from evolving, unless it's evolving into the wokeism that's in their DNA. That's right. The translucid of the trans mysteries live right before us in the intel agencies. And it makes me sick, but it makes me thrilled to know that we're going to be doing something about it. And I feel it in my loins, because you know why? Whistleblowers now are beginning to speak. Unfortunately, some of them are no longer here. In this case, as we now continue with our headlines, a Boeing whistleblower is dead. Did you hear about this? This is rather just stunning. Stunning. Now, as a Boeing whistleblower has now been found dead in a parking lot from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And I don't understand it. I mean, what is wrong with these people that, whether it's Gary Webb or people of that ilk, they just shoot themselves not once or twice in the head? We need to have a symposium just talking about why this is, or is there more to the story? Well, let me continue here. A former quality control manager, Mr. John Barnett, raised concerns about company cutting corners using faulty parts and issues with oxygen supply systems. That's right, a former Boeing worker who blew the whistle on commercial airliner quality control issues was found dead in a parking lot over the weekend. As the aviation company has recently been making headlines with the numerous terrifying incidents. Yes, that's certainly true. Well, this recent Saturday, police in Charleston, South Carolina, discovered the body of former Boeing quality control manager John Barnett, age 62, in his vehicle, dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's where it happens. According to the BBC now, Barnett was in Charleston last week testifying in deposition surrounding an ongoing litigation with Boeing, where he accused the company of denigrating his character and hampering his career. Well, he had been due to undergo further questioning this coming Saturday when he did not appear. Inquiries were made at his hotel, reports told people who were familiar with the matter. Yes, this is quite a stunning development now. Some people who are close to the matter, they have said the following, that he was, quote, subsequently found dead in his truck in the hotel car park with gunshot wound. Or wounds, we're still finding out. Well, for years, Barnett had been raising the concerns about problems he observed while working at Boeing in the North Charleston plant, warning the BBC in 2019 that as a result of hasty mass production, the company's 787 Dreamliner fleet had numerous issues, and many of those were safety issues at that, including that some planes had been improperly retrofitted with the, quote, substandard salvage parts. So yeah, we have just airplanes just roaming around with just little foam protecting them from like the 1970s at this point, and Boeing's just cutting costs, aren't they? 2017, a review by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, upheld some of his concerns and his concerns requiring Boeing to take action. Barnett has also been speaking up in regards to other problems at Boeing, including the reported removal of inspection operations, which he claimed led to cascading issues. Yeah, this is the skies aren't so friendly anymore. They're more the deadly skies. So, another whistleblower. But what else did he know? I tend to fall on the side that there's more to this story than just some faulty parts in some airplanes. So we'll follow this as it develops into a greater plot twist, shall we? Well, that leaves us to now California, the once golden state and the gold bastion of the United States, well, is now offering homes for everybody. Well, that's great news. But wait a minute, there's more, because it's not just you or I who are not going to be involved in the everybody gets the home segment, but it's for migrants and migrants only. Yes, it is. Well, let me tell you about this now, because this is rather hypocritical and quite frustrating and makes people violent. Well, California to make illegal aliens eligible for zero down payments now, interest-free home loans. This could be a bait and switch, or is it? Yes, this move now further increases debt and illegal alien immigration amid a looming debt and illegal alien migrant crises. Now, the proposed law would reestablish a practice similar to the one contributed to the 2008 mortgage-backed security crisis. Who remember those prime home loans? Yeah, so here we are again. And this is also on the heels that I shared with you just months ago, that places like State Farm Insurance are no longer offering home insurance to first-time home owners. Unless you're from at least 55 different countries outside of the United States. Well, continuing here now in California, people are reacting to the controversial bill that seems to be inviting more migrants to cross the border rather than discouraging them. That's right. Assembly Bill 1840 would let the, quote, undocumented persons receive the same kind of home buyer assistance now as U.S. citizens by making them eligible for the California Dream for all funds to be provided by the taxpayers, interest-free, that is. Well, it was introduced by, no surprise, a CCP enthusiast, a California Democrat Assemblyman Joaquin Embrulia, as he's a dead man walking, in mid-January, just recently. After several amendments, well, it's now advanced into its final stage during the Committee on Housing and Community Development. When they weren't busy talking about reparations and who's going to buy a new car and go on a shopping spree with E. Jean Carroll. So this is just another blow to the common sense and anybody with a soul and who's paying attention as California goes the way of the Titanic, isn't it? I think so. Continuing now. Well, now Mike Adams has written a wonderful article I wanted to share and bring some sanity and civility back to our just wonderful, ingenious minds, that is. Well, human knowledge, as Mike has been really talking about lately, is now under attack by big tech and the big government, as we shared with you in these headlines. Well, here's what people like Mike Adams, myself, and many others are sharing what to do, maybe, to preserve in yourself, your life, and many others as the targeted extermination continues as the genocide, which is democide, is now fully underway. No questions about it. Well, many have said, in case you haven't noticed, are living under this Orwellian rule. There's no doubt about that. As the pandemic proved once and for all that the powers that be are actively trying to memory hold the human knowledge, replace it with new narratives that serves and profits the interest of not you or I, but corporations, banksters, and the powerful digital elite. Or remember when corporate media outlet and health authorities told you that the ivermectin and dangerous just natural medicines like that should not be taken? In fact, if you go back to 2020, the beta test of the pandemic, we had these so-called celebrities talking about how they were just totally affected negatively from ivermectin. In fact, Rita Wilson, the wife of Tom Hanks, on their way to Greece to escape any kind of illegal authorities and subpoenas, well, you might remember people like her and many others kept saying ivermectin almost killed them because they were paid to say so. So But also remember to not forget that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and many others were also pretty much shelved and prohibited from reaching you, the consumer, the individual. Well, now that's different because people are waking up, as now the coordinate effort is underway to reset human knowledge and enslave people with ignorance, censorship, and falsehoods as the digital age is taking a whole new meaning. Well, through censorship, fact-checking, so-called misinformation, initiatives, and paid propaganda, the powers that be are trying to memory hold the human knowledge as an immune function, nutrition, and disease prevention. They are attacking farms across Europe, trying to destroy the very concept of growing food for a sustainable civilization. Everywhere you turn, human knowledge is now under assault by the globalist-oriented anti-human corporations and just all-around jerks. Well, now it's coming to a fold because people have woken up, as Mike has so eloquently put. You could read the rest of that incredible, incredible article on naturalnews.com. But let me tell you about this, because there is some good news here as we go to Real Deal Politics. Now we can tell you that there is now legislation, as we now move to politics, underway to put poetic justice in its place and now get rid of the immunity clause that prohibits these manufacturers from having any accountability, any kind of responsibility for the deaths, the maiming of humans from around the world. That's going to bring us to Real Deal Politics. Now let's talk about this, as the good news, as promise, is right here to be delivered. Well, now this is just rather refreshing, and as the frontier of new ideas and new hopes has led us to the promised land almost, where a new House bill would allow Americans to sue manufacturers of the miracle jabs for adverse events and deaths. Let that sink in. That's rather different. Well, check this out now. A bill would remove all federal liability protections for pharmaceutical companies that has been enacted, to my knowledge, since the 80s, the late 80s to be exact. Well, Representative Chip Roy, a Republican out of Texas, has introduced a bill that would allow Americans to sue just that, the manufacturers of the Wuhan Coronapalooza's miracle jabs for related adverse events, including deaths, by removing the liability shield that protects the miracle jab makers from any accountability. Well, Chip Roy said that these companies let injured Americans be legally empowered act, it's the Libel Act, is necessary because Americans deserve justice now for the infringement on their personal medical freedom, for those medically harmed deserve restitution. Well, the Libel Act allow Americans who took the miracle jabs that were misleading, promoted, and or forced onto Americans via federal mandates to pursue civil litigation for their injuries. That's right. According to the summary of the bill, miracle jab manufacturers' compensation claims totaling over, get this, $100 million. $100 million lodged against just AstraZeneca for starters. Just right there. That's a lot of that's a lot of money for the migrants. I don't know why they're giving them to us Americans. Well, here's another just example. Here's a quote from the summary from Mr. Chip Roy. Well, quote, the miracle jabs were given emergency youth authorization unilaterally and did not go through the normal U.S. Food and Drug Administration. That's right, the FDA approval process. The damages and the fatalities caused by the miracle jab demand accountability, this legislation represents a critical milestone in rectifying these injustices and paving the way now for more accountability for the future. In case there's just any holdouts who would like to get a miracle jab just because, or the future, or mistakenly take one. That's right, because a lot of students right now may be against the COVID-1984 miracle jab, but to get into university in the United States, Canada especially, the universities are forcing students to take the influenza miracle jab. Can you believe that? The flu that was once retired for at least 2 years has come back in a reunion tour for your student, your body, your DNA, at behest of AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and some other ones that we're not privy of knowing. So this is a big deal, paving the way for more accountable future. I love the sounds of that. It's the true sound of music, as the legislation is crucial for holding the Miracle Gem manufacturers accountable, said Mary Holland, the president of Children's Health Defense. That's right. I love the sound of that. I also love the sound of cracking people's necks. It's like a wonderful bongos from Brazil, don't you think? I love bossa nova. So this is a big deal. There's also the PREP Act protects manufacturers and people who administer the Miracle Gem. So remember those people. If you're in the United States, you might know of the Walgreens out there, the CVS, the supermarkets in your neck of the woods, all those administrators, they're just as guilty. And we should give them the same treatment that casinos give people who are hiding little cards up their sleeve. I think so, because that is just the way poetic justice truly happens. So, yeah, millions of Americans were forced to take this out. Now, what's interesting is, if I could just note that, you know, is this another way, another method, another means to get to the global reset, to then really force big American companies that went along with this out of business, which would cause a lot of layoffs? These are some of the thoughts that go through my mind. Well, here's another thing to note here. There's a lot of people who took some of these miracle jabs at behest and advisement and suggestion of their pastors. That's right. Many people call it the church betrayal. That leads us to this interesting story. A satanic betrayal for some, but I do remember the videos from back in the day, 2021 to be exact, if not prior, as American Christian pastors coerced congregants to take the miracle jabs through covert faith for miracle jab scheme. See, isn't that interesting how this is? Isn't that interesting? Well, in exchange for cash bribes from the government, thousands of American pastors push the miracle jabs from the Wuhan cafeteria on their congregants, many of whom are now chronically ill, dead as a result. Well, this is a new report coming out of the America Out Loud report, a new news outlet that explains that the government program called Faith for Miracle Jabs, which was birthed out of the U.S. Department of Health and Humane Services, or Inhumane, that is, for the Miracle Jab propaganda machine, convinced the money-grubbing faith leaders to sell out their flocks to the big pharma. This is true. Yes, it's in addition to the clergy response teams that we found out about during the Katrina event. How many of the pastors out there use their Romans 13 to congregate their flock to go along with the government? Yeah, this is a true statement. Well, the Miracle Jab, the COVID-1984 Community Corps, is 86 founding members, most of them falling into the so-called, quote, faith leaders category. They include, but are not limited to, the following: American Baptist Church, Catholic Charities USA, Episcopal Church, National Association of Evangelicals, Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, and the New York Jewish Agenda, which I never heard about. And when Southern Baptist leader Al Mohler tried to manipulate Christians into getting the miracle jabs for the COVID-1984, he said, quote, just to give an example, because that's what Jesus would do. I'm not sure Jesus would do that, Pastor. I'm pretty sure Jesus would get the miracle jab syringe and poke your eyeball out, if I had to guess. So this has been part of the brainwashing. There you have it. I mean, so in addition to the just tremendous news I shared with you about the recourse now all the scoundrels, all the rats are being pretty much revealed here. And they're about to scurry. And this goes into the silent regrets that I shared with you on last week. And when they find out that they're being had here, that's when they get violent. So you see where we're going into this? Sex and violence, it's starting to just ramp up, isn't it? And that brings us to now, as we continue with Real Doom Politics, as E. Jean Carroll is now back. Yes, she is, saying, I feel defamed. I feel my shoulder got touched again. You see, this is something very interesting. Let me tell you about this now. It's coming out of CNBC, not that it matters because they're just totally horrible, as now Trump may have defamed E. Jean Carroll again. really, one day after posting a $91.6 million bond for his last case. Unreal. That's right, Donald Trump on this recent Saturday stood by his 2019 statement that writer E. Jean Carroll made a totally false accusation against him, despite similar claims resulting him losing a defamation case this recent January. While campaigning at a rally over there in Rome, Georgia, Trump referenced the $91.6 million bond he posted March 8th, 3 days before his deadline to pay $83.3 million in damages to a just incredible delusional hag named E. Jean Carroll by defaming her, allegedly, with statements he made as president after denying accusation that he raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. Yeah, an incident she can't even recall, remember, and just smiles when she hears the R word. And I'm not going to even tell you what her cat's name is. It's pretty just off the wall, disgusting, and everything in between. Well, Carroll first came forward in 2019 when she smelt money and needed some of it with a sexual assault claim against the Trump before another civil trial, May 2023 of last year, where a New York jury found that the former president sexually abused Carroll but didn't rape her and nobody would barely touch her in real life. Well, here's a quote now. And this is probably what's getting Donald Trump in trouble, according to the lame stream urine-soaked media. He said, quote, "I just posted a $91 million bond, a $91 million on a fake story, totally made-up story, based on false accusations made about me by a woman I knew nothing about, didn't know, never heard of, and I know nothing about her." Yes, don't we know? So there you have it. They continue to try to you have the walls closing in on Trump. I mean, these people never quit, do they? They never quit. Well, here's a new, speaking of laws now, and people that don't want to quit, but want to just up the ante, in that case, the age, is now Florida lawmakers have now made a huge vote. That's all the things in the world to worry about. Well, this is a major worry. Florida lawmakers have now voted to raise the age to 21 to become a stripper in Florida. And I'm thinking, well, good thing they didn't do this when I was just, you know, an up-and-coming dancer all the way back when. Well, employing an 18- to 20-year-old at an adult venue could mean 15 years in prison, even if the young person used a fake ID. Well, why is this? Because at first glance, it sounds the lunacy of it all. It sounds pretty daft. But is there more to this? Let's find out now. As Florida celebrated International Women's Day last week by treating the state's young women like children. On Friday, the state lawmakers approved a bill banning 18 to 20-year-olds from being strippers or from working in other capacities in the adult entertainment venues. Well, a similar bill that passed in 2021 over there in Texas. Well, this recent Florida bill is now claiming to protect the blow against human trafficking, or the just attempted human trafficking that is now ramping up in places like Florida, especially now that a lot of the warlords from Haiti are allegedly taking boats to Florida off their little coastline there. Now, as with many attempts to, quote, protect people from the sex work, this one has major potential to backfire and make abuse, exploitation even worse than ever, some critics are saying. It's also part of a growing movement across the United States to push up the boundaries of childhood, making all sorts of things once legal for 18-year-olds to 20-year-olds now off limits. So, you know, yes, it's an attempt to fight human trafficking. But really, this is something interesting because it's now redefining what is an adult. Because you certainly just have to be 18 to be in the military and go to war and fight and kill other people. Should that be upped as well? Should that be upped as well? We're asking. Well, here's the last story here as the real deal politics and the banning of things continues. Well, now one in question is the TikTok banning. It's coming. It's happening now. And many people are talking about it as now the House has moved ahead with a bill targeting TikTok. That's right. That's coming to an end. Let me tell you about this. This is interesting. As the rumors have been, and I remember in 2020, that TikTok, which is, by the way, one of the most evasive apps out there, more than Instagram, more than Facebook, more than Twitter, if I can even say that. Yes, this is one of the most evasive apps by the Chinese. It's giving them a direct portal, a direct line into you, the individual, your home, your house. It's happening now. But the controversy is, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe it's the CCP's little phone line to you. But at the same time, many of the nefarious stories that you try to report on, the so-called big tech, get censored. Many people go to TikTok just to portray those, display those, outside of just putting the cat videos. This is a big deal. So it's a catch-22, no matter which way you slice it, but it looks to be coming to an end just days, if not weeks from now. That we can tell you and report as we close. Real deal politics. Real deal politics. Okay, we have a quick break coming up here. When we get back, I'm going to get into the real deal mysteries now as we venture into the world of body doubles. This is a topic that people like myself and Jim Fetzer have shared with this audience. You may recall the lounge episode of last year. But this time around, we're going to be looking at some current questionable people, if they are people, and who are these people, to beg the question. So stand by. When we get back, we're going to get into the real deal mysteries of international body doubles and AI delusions. This is going to be something for the history books. So stand by. This is World at War, number one late night show. We'll be back after this quick message. I think so. Accuser E. Jean Carroll got even more weird this weekend. Her strange television appearances in new discovery by Trump's defense team is shocking. I'm going to show you this here. You want to see what a real psychopath looks like? I'll show you, because E. Jean Carroll, who sounds like a created character out of like a bad Disney movie, is going to tell you everything about the type of characters they keep pushing forward to say that, oh, they're victims in this leftover Me Too movement. Check this out. E. Jean Carroll, the hand that rocks the money cradle.
Using some of Trump's money that you're about to get to help shore up women's rights. Do you know what that might be?
Like, yes, Rachel. Yes.
Tell me.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. Completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's
a new fishing rod for Robbie. So the Mad Hatter, who is in a leather jacket looking like Dan Tana, talking to Mr. Maddow, is going to be spending $83 million going to TJ Maxx with these little three hags. So it's E. Jean and the three hags. So let's continue to listen to the Home Shopping Network here.
Yours, Rachel. Penthouse and France. You want France? You want to go fishing in France? No? Oh. All right.
Okay. That's a joke.
Well, we know she loves fish. Keep asking her about the fishy questions, E. Jean.
So if me fishing in France could do something for women's rights, I would take the hit. You know, I would obviously take
for the team. All right, let's stomp it, because you know what? The more Rachel Maddow lies, the longer her neck gets, and then the longer and just more frisky my hands want to go like this. See, she snuck up on me. Can't be doing that around here. Okay, so that's just a little example of what I'm talking about. E. Jean Carroll, the hand that rocks the demonic cradle. You know, Australia is supposed to be the land of free thought and liberation of any hierarchy of the patriarch, correct? Well, this came to my attention here. Somebody posted this. This is in Perth. This is a book place. And look at the sympathy of this little bookstore for children and what they're doing with drag queen story time. This is unbelievable. And there's not much pushback against this, probably until tonight. There's the fake Lucille Ball. And it says the following: for nearly 5 years, we've held a regular drag queen story time with incredible storytellers. Someone's baby who just offered their baby to, like, the Aztec gods. Lucille Ball from hell, who's preying on the children. And this is all the way in Perth, Australia. In the theme of diversity, I mean, I'm going to do my own story time now. I'm going to do my own story time. I figured if the ugliest Lucille Ball drag queen from hell can do it, why can't Dean Ryan? Why can't Dean Ryan do his story time for kids? So I wrote a book over the weekend, just in case you were wondering, and here it is. You're the first to see it. It's now called Drag Queen Pinata, Tolerance for the Mexican Tradition by Dean Ryan. And that's Drag Queen Pinata, Tolerance for the Mexican Tradition by Dean Ryan. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a big hit. And I'm talking about the hit that Little Timmy's going to be doing. But I think it's going to be a just marvelous success. In fact, I even hired Lucille Ball to be the first hit and be the actual pinata. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going to be my story time for the kids. Who knew I had an inner children's author inside me? Right? Right? I mean, that's diversity, isn't it? I think so. Okay, are we back? Are we back? Yes, we are. We are back. World at War, International Doubles and Domestic Spies. And this is made possible by our Real Deal members. Real Deal members, as I am still Dean Ryan, and thanks for coming back here tonight. I'm still your cruise director, cruising with you to midnight and beyond, and I couldn't be possible without our Real Deal members. Are you a member yet? We had an incredible weekend, and yeah, we got into the backstory of John Lennon and the relationship with the Yoko Ono character, and we figured it out that because it never made sense, like, why was this bigger than life personality always kind of joined at the hip by this person? It never made sense, and we figured it out that the hypnosis, which we found in the movie, it's called The Lost Weekend. The hypnosis procedures really began in the 1970s to, quote, get people off, you know, smoking and other kind of ailments and habits. And in this case, this was placed upon him at behest of her, the handler. This is something, I mean, it's bigger than the movie almost, what we were discovering. So you can join us for these kind of very in-depth screenings of films that we love, you love, and some new ones that we're just finding out by going to realdealmedia.tv/membership. And only there, you will just join us as you become a visionary debonair, a night owl to be exact, by going to realdealmedia.tv/membership. Yes, indeed. And we're going to have some new products in the store come in this week and a new campaign to share with you as some things could be, might be, perhaps not changing around here. I'll share with you tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to get to it now. I think I have all my homework just in place now. We're going to get into some doubles talk as the international doubles are now just accelerating into our vision here and a lot of controversy that comes with it. And to do that, that's going to bring us to a real deal mystery, to be exact. Well, there's a big mystery, as you plainly saw there. So there's a lot of controversy now. And this is going to parlay us and do some other things here. But let me start with the basics. You might have noticed that Kate Middleton, the wife of William, Prince William. Well, we shared with you what's happening with the father, Prince Charles, over there in the UK. King Charles, King Carlos, or as we know him, the Sausage King of London. Well, he seems to be missing. Well, we told you first that it was an attempted suicide that probably came to fruition and completion in reference and in lieu of a major investigation going on with Prince Charles that's connected to his brother's ties with Epstein. That's right. The Scotland Yard began questioning Charles, which he then began to start his procedures of suicide. Now, you might remember, too, at the same time, Kate Middleton, the wife of William, well, she went missing, too. Nobody knew where she was. They said she was in the hospital for a minor procedure. Well, we told you, just like Charles would be, they said it was going to be prostate cancer. Well, that came out the next day. In this case, we were the first to tell you that she had a miscarriage. Now, I can now honestly tell you further information on that. It wasn't just a miscarriage she had that was caused by a twisted colon in the unborn baby. No, that's not the case. It was caused by a miracle jab where it gave her a serious heart problem, where the fact of the matter is she may no longer be with us. And I was told about a week ago they were currently actively finding doubles to take her place. I mean, can you imagine the perception or the PR? You have a king who's now deceased, and then you have a Prince William's wife, soon to be queen, I suppose, now deceased as well. How would you be able to tell the world that she died of the very thing that we're pushing on the people of England, hardcore? The UK is one of the most miracle jab countries in the world. It's one of the most collectivized countries in the world. That is a huge bubble over there in England that's ready to burst. It's being just pretty much held up by the monetary policy that is printing and printing money in the financial centers. Well, let me tell you about this now. Let's get into this now, because now the Twitters is on fire there for Kate Middleton, as they posted a picture of her and her three children, which has a lot of controversy that came with it, as you can plainly see there. Well, look at this here. Let me tell you about this. You're probably saying to yourself, well, Dean, that looks like just a regular picture. What's the big idea? Well, the big idea is there are some falsehoods with this, and I'm going to show you this because it's not a just conspiracy theory no more. Nobody's calling it that. We've proved it. Many people have proved it, that people like the Central Intelligence Agencies have been giving us this kabuki theater on a grand level. When I've said, you know, the dead man, when I've said about Hillary Clinton, the walking cow fertilizer, and I sincerely mean it. Bill Gates, one of his three fake wives, they're all dead. All these people are dead. Kamala Harris, we'll get to next. But just to refresh your palate and give you an idea of how these operations work, well, I compiled a video that I thought I once lost, which is going to send us on the journey. But let's get a refresher course first and then get into Kate Middleton's, or whoever that may be. Here's the CIA's body doubles training manual. Check this out.
Now, in particular, and regarding this photograph, it is a Getty's image photograph. If you go to the link, you can see the photographer, all those kinds of details, who took it. So what is the anomaly with this particular photograph?
Any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Anti-pro-insurrection pro-democracy. You can't can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American.
It's vaxxed or masked.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, he's the king of it. Well, here, let's go further here. I have concocted some pictures of Kate Middleton. At first glance, it's pretty obvious, but let's go a little further now. Well, just have a look at the following here. So as you can plainly see, you have the kids who are just laughing, loving life. That could be Kate or couldn't be her face. Let's start right here. Well, look at these hands. That's a blurry finger that is smudged of a sweatshirt, as you can plainly see. And everybody who knows things knows that AI, which these are AI-generated photos, can never do fingers. They're twisted. They're always twisted fingers. Another example. Let's now go here. Kate Middleton is renowned for being a very, very tall woman. Well, how does this very tall woman all of a sudden have munchkin legs? So you have the 50-foot tall woman, and then you have Dudley Moore legs. How is that possible? Okay? How is that possible? Continuing here. And look just how, I mean it's the fakery, the falsehoods. Now let's go to the sleeve here. These are things I noticed before I read all the comments that were on X. Look how just flimsy and woozy that is. Look at the bleeding of this sweatshirt. It is now bleeding into the skirt. More twisted fingers for twisted logic, trying to justify what is an obvious fraud right before our eyes. Finally, if you go to the munchkin legs, we'll see some more smearing. And yeah, anyone who is a photographer out there, who is a graphic designer, artist, myself, you can notice these things. If it was just some rando in a, Instagram post, not a big deal. But, we're talking about some real tomfoolery on a grand level. Real tomfoolery on a grand level. Now I'm going to show you another thing here. So you may remember the State of the Union address. And if you watched our coverage on that, Right away, I noticed Kamala Harris, who seems to be going the Michael Jackson route. I mean, this woman is becoming paler and pale and pale and pale. At one point, I thought it was LaToya Jackson. And then I had said, oh, wait, then no, that's the supposed vice president. And so I'm going to show you how this creature is, dust in the wind, too. So let's look at this other one. And these will be, by the way, and with more pictures in an article, I wanted to do this first and base some of my findings here to add to it. You'll see that as soon as possible. Here's another one here. Now, here's something I learned or noticed right away, right off the bat, of the what I'm calling the fake Kamala. And in fact, here's a little video I put together. I now remember I did this. Let's have a look at this, and then I'll show you the still frames after. But I put this together. Pay attention to the neck now. Pay attention to the neck, and pay attention to the straight line and angles, the 90 degrees, sometimes 60 angles, of this dead person and the person playing her, apparently. Check this out. Well, there it is. Look at her neck. Look at that. It's about to fall off. Look at the jugular. Look at the jugular. See? Yeah, that's not a necklace. That's a mask that's about to fall off. And look at the fake eyes, the fake everything there. Look at that. Total prosthetic. And I always notice the look and the reaction of the Speaker of the House, aka Father of the Year, Mike Johnson, you'll see in a second. But yeah, look at that. And notice how red-faced he was the whole time, how uncomfortable he was. And that guy, yeah, Mike Johnson, he kept looking to his left. And then he never gave a response. They picked Jennifer Love Hewitt from Alabama to do it, and it was just a terrible thing. I mean, she looked nice, so that helped because we were all sleeping at that point. But did you all see that? This is just incredible. So she has the fake mask, and it kept popping up right in the middle. Now, here is a – let me show you the still frame now. You just need, you know, two eyes, some common sense, and some real daring, dastardly kind of motivation to get into these things. Here it is again. All right, let's go a little close here. So here's the uncomfortable Mike Johnson, who looked like he just had, you know, just terrible food poisoning, or he knew something that he just figured out before the whole thing started, the whole sham. And now here's the fake Kamala Harris. Look at this. Here it is. See, this piece right here, in the whole time we were all watching that here at Real Deal Media, look at the carvings. Look at the carvings of the prosthetic now. No, that's not hair. Hair doesn't just, you know, naturally do that in unison simultaneously with the other fake strand of hair. No, that's a mask that's about to fall off. Yeah, and look how white the face is. There's no eyelashes. Total fake and fraudulent on a mass scale. It's so bad that it almost makes Joe Biden look human. Yeah, what does he know? What does he know? That's why he kept clapping and saying, you know, oh, when Joe Biden said, yeah, we're going to send troops to Israel and we're going to give just millions to Ukraine, he kept clapping. Because you know why? In addition to his blackmail for being Father of the Year, they know that if he says anything about what's an obvious fake fraud, they'll kill him and his family. Make it look like a Boeing whistleblower, just, you know, suicidal experiment. But totally, totally, totally fake. And it's not getting past anyone around here. Did we see how that is? We are looking at a film, but we're unaware of who's producing, directing this film and what studio manufacturing this is coming out of, because this is clear fraud on a grand level. And it just doesn't pertain here to the United States. It goes across the globe and over again. Do we see this? So anyways, that's how we see it. And that really is the true nature that we're finding here as we end our Real Deal Mystery. Okay, so now let's go to Real Deal International. We'll try to get to some inquiries and concerns as soon as possible now, but there's so much going on. And where do we start? How about from the beginning? Hold on, let me adjust my mask. I get so jolted sometimes, don't you? You have mask problems out there? Email us. Anyways, continuing here as we now get into the Real Deal International, as we just have to escape the just human wastoids that we were just covering. I can't help myself. Well, now we're going to be going into the Haiti and the province, the country, the formerly known Haiti, a country that is now under siege and collapsing before our eyes, sadly. Yes, Haiti is now under siege. Yes, it is. We just reported to you last week that there could be just elements of cannibalism, you might ask. Well, we were told as 80% of the prisons in Haiti are now open, wide open, and fleeing into a just province and town near you over there. Well, Haiti's capital under siege now as Port-au-Prince, surrounded by armed gangs, is now running the show. Brutal gangs opposing Haitian President Ariel Henry now control the capital and all of its premises. Wow. Wow. Yes, that's true, as Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, has now become the city under siege, leaving terrified civilians as gangs continue to cause chaos and wreak havoc like never before. Many violent gangs have united under the lead of Jimmy Chariser, a former police officer turned gang leader hoping to overthrow the current Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Experts have now warned that the situation has become more dangerous than ever before and that has been seen for years as something that's around the corner. So the International Organization of Migrations, the IOM chief in Haiti, said in a statement that people living in the capital are locked in. They have nowhere to go. I can't even imagine. Then again, escape from New York was certainly a premonition of what could happen soon to be America. So, yeah, the capital is now surrounded by armed guards or groups, rather, and gangs. And it's very dangerous as the city is now under siege. Meanwhile, in other places, they've said it's controlled by gangs as well, who have, quote, the right of life and death over the entire population. And if we think that the central intelligence agencies are not involved and the military contractors are not involved in this whole ordeal, then we're highly mistaken on what is being presented to us as we just understand the theater of sorts that's underway. Well, the gang phenomenon has become a regular poison and cancer of Haiti. Yes, it is, with very, very corrupt leaders throughout their history, where they control the capital and everything that surrounds it. Well, they've also warned now, authorities have now warned that gangs are, quote, united after they warned Prime Minister Henry that he must resign or the country will face a civil war and genocide like never before. Whereas the Prime Minister, you might ask, well, Prime Minister Henry has not returned to Haiti, having visited Puerto Rico and Kenya in recent memory. Nowhere can the Prime Minister be found. Wow. So this is really hell on earth. And, you know, we just reported to you last week that many of the police who were left and that were under the control of the Prime Minister were being hacked to death by machetes. And many people heard the cries from this and then the cannibalism. I don't want to just ruin your night, but we're talking about hell on earth. It's usually due and caused by foreign intervention. And I don't mean from Qatar or Iran. I'm talking about the United States and the Central Intelligence, as you know. Continuing now, well, let's get to Canada, as now their talks are underway. For the first time, Canada, Sweden, and some other notables are now talking about what's going to happen to the Palestinians as the CIA chief meets Mossad head for talks. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, Canada, Sweden resume the UNRWA funding as the CIA chief meets Mossad head for talks, as we shared with you. Sweden and Canada, to be exact, a very unruly pairing. However, as we shared with you about last summer, the two countries, Canada and Sweden, were also the two countries whose Coast Guard were there trying to find the Titan, the little swap meet submarine that went to go play Titanic for an evening and never showed up again. Those were the two countries, their boats, that met up to discuss things. Separate issue, but yes, they're trying to now find funding, the UN agency for the Palestinian refugees. What's going to happen to these people who are being bombed to no end? Weeks after the embattled agency faced explosive allegations of ties with Hamas, because you just have to make an allegation against something or someone and it makes it true, that led to more than a dozen countries pausing payments. Because if they didn't, an embargo and unilateral consequences would take place. Well, Sweden said Saturday it's making initial payments of 200 million kronor, that's $20 million, to UNRWA, the organization supposedly trying to help the Palestinians, having received additional assurance now. Well, here's a little quote here before we get to Canada and what they're doing. They're saying that, quote, the humanitarian situation in Gaza is so devastating that it needs our acute support. Sweden's international development minister, Johan Forssell, said. Well, he said in a statement, he said, we will continue to monitor it closely to ensure that the organization UN's UNRWA follows through on what it has promised. Now, Canada that loves their own people, and why wouldn't they love the Palestinians as well? Well, that's right. Canada has now also announced that it will be lifting its, quote, temporary pause on funding to UNRWA, stating Friday that it was deeply concerned by the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza, is worsening by the hour after they were encouraging the endless bombing of Gaza. Now they had a change of heart because, you know why, when you can fund a charitable operation to help the Palestinians, well, you can also fund your own bank account and the money laundering that comes with it. Do we see how the whore of Havana, Trudeau, and probably the whore of Sweden works? It makes makes a lot of dollars and cents, doesn't it? Continuing now, as well, we now just pretty much hopscotch to Ukraine. Ukraine is mad. They be mad at the Pope. They real mad. Real mad, and many are mad at the Pope, but this one's a little unusual of anger in recent memory, as now Ukraine and its allies say the Pope, who apparently made a speech lately, if you missed it, white flag remark does Putin's bidding. Yes, yes, he does Putin's bidding. And of all the things to criticize the Pope for, that is top three on the list. Now, well, Ukrainian allied officials Sunday, and we can guess Sean Penn as well, criticized the most recent Pope, hologram or not, Pope Francis, for saying that Kiev should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia, a statement many interpreted as a call for Ukraine to surrender. That's right. And they said, no, we won't surrender until there's just one of us left. Well, the foreign ministers of Ukraine and Poland, a vocal ally of Kiev, in a very confusing country, Poland, condemned the Pope's remarks, and a leader of one of Ukraine's Christian churches now on Sunday said that the only countries determined to have resistance to Moscow's full-scale invasion, well, they should be condemning what the Pope has said. That's right. That's right. He said, well, here's his statement now. Here's a statement now. Here's one of the statements. Saturday, Francis used the phrase, quote, the courage of the white flag, as he argued that Ukraine facing a possible defeat, which is, what do you mean possible defeat? How about defeated long ago, dead on arrival? But you know what I mean? I mean, continuing. So should be open to peace talks brokered by international powers that be. Well, here's a quote now, as people took issue with that. Our flag is blue and yellow. We live, we die, and we win under it. We will not raise other flags, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kalubo said, as he posted on X over there. Well, what did the Polish minister say about it? Minister Radik, Minister Ridiculous in Sikorsky said, he tweeted, quote, how about, for balance, encouraging Putin to have the courage to withdraw his army from Ukraine? Peace would immediately ensue with the need for negotiations. Also, it gives us the opportunity to continue our ethnic cleansing of the Donbass, unquote. Kind of. Well, so there you have it. So there's some infighting now. Pope Francis got his Pope robe in a twist and is now trying to just walk it back, maybe, or is he? I hope not, because I support those type of statements, don't you? Well, that brings us now to spring break, as me and many of my fellow students are getting ready to just go wild on the town, but not Mexico. Or should we? Well, that's right. Spring break has never been more dangerous, many people are saying, many experts, tourists, and pretty much travel guides, advisors familiar with the matter are saying. Spring break has never been this dangerous, as students now face, quote, massacre from warring cartels over there in Mexico. That's right. Hide the whipped cream, hide the passports, hide the beach towels, and don't worry about your tan lines, because spring break has never been more dangerous than ever before, with parting students now facing massacre from warring cartels, many experts have warned. Well, the chilling warning comes from as hundreds of thousands of university and college attendees in the United States descend on resorts close to the U.S.-Mexico border for their holiday vacation. That's right, a former U.S. federal marshal named Robert, he goes by Robert, he's now saying he spent 25 years in El Paso's police department, saying that violence is escalating in the region like never before. Students should think twice, even three times, about going near the border or just Mexico itself. Well, I told the Daily Star that the temptation of the youngsters to cross the border should be resisted now that they're putting their lives in danger. The attraction to travel south of the border, he adds, lies in more relaxed laws, the ability to pick up illicit substances and the lower drinking age. Well, so they're putting themselves in harm's way, and they cannot stop warning the young people enough to do so. He said, it's escalating. For years, I've been recommending that spring breakers and even tourists don't go to Mexico resorts. Not that they'll be targeted, although they are sometimes. Yeah, so, I mean, it is hell on earth, they're saying. If something happens to you over there, if you get seriously injured or even worse, killed, nothing's going to happen to these assailants. They're not going to get caught, and you'll receive no justice. You see how that works? So I really need to rethink what I'm doing for spring break. I don't know about you out there. Well, I'm definitely not going to Brazil. Well, what do you know? Because Brazil's fever, dengue fever, is now growing. Yes, we alerted you about this not that long ago, as now Brazil's staggering dengue fever crisis is warning to the whole dang world. Yes, it is. Well, let me tell you about this dang fever and this daggant fever for that, as the Brazilians call it now. Patients lying motionless, they're saying, are all over the ER rooms throughout Brazil. Many moaning for help, desperate hunts for an open hospital bed, emergency room arguments over medication. That's for sure. Not since the darkest days of the pandemic, when hospitals systems were all occupied, they said, many of us said emptied. The days of the dancing doctors and the musical nurses. Well, now those days are now upon Brazil. That's right. Many people who've witnessed this have said these scenes are real, although this time it's not a part of the Coronapalooza events, but yet the dang fever that's really engulfing the dang country. Well, the disease is ripping through the majority of South America, where scientists say rising temperatures due to the so-called climate change. Yeah, that's right. And or the DEWs have both extended the territorial range of the mosquito that's mechanical and GMO'd infused by the Bill Gates Mosquito Foundation. And it also, to add the cherry on top, carries the dang fever, increased its proliferation. Well, in the first 2 months of this year, the Parkway, the country of Parkway, registered nearly, get this, 100,000 suspected cases of the dang fever. Can you believe that? More than five times the typical rate. Now, Peru, racked by its own outbreak, has declared an emergency, state of emergency, in most of its country. And last but not least, Argentina, as part of this little collective as well, has seen an explosion of cases like never before. This is, wow, I mean, it feels like I'm getting dang fever just hearing about this. Well, this disease has now surged with particular areas throughout Brazil where many experts are saying that the number of the dang fever has reached cases now. They're expecting to reach the millions, more than doubling the previous record from years past. So we can see how this is now going, because this is a deepening health crisis that's now engulfing the Southern America. But do we see that in 2021, when Real Deal Media shared with you about the mechanical mosquitoes coming out, and it was censored on Facebook and everywhere else because they were carrying a certain vial that they wanted to spread throughout South America to then bring here to the United States and across the world? Well, the disease, just in closing, has historically been confirmed to exist in tropical climates near the equator. Yes. So basically, the damp, the humid, the hot, the humid climates where these mosquitoes normally exist are now bringing their cousins, who are mechanically created, carrying the dank fever. But in recent years, the cases have now skyrocketed across much of the world, rising eightfold since the turn of the millennium. Virus has increasingly spilled over into areas once largely spared. Local transmission is being reported in America's warmer, wetter states, where the disease's vector roams freely in places like Florida. In fact, Florida last year, if you are in Florida and you live there, I know people that have lived there, well, 178 local cases over there of transmission exists. Here's some other places: California, Arizona, and Texas are also detecting local transmissions of the dang fever. So we were always kind of wondering where this was going to hit now. Well, what about Europe, you're saying? Because people are saying, I live in Europe, why should I be worried? Well, no need to fear. They will reach you as well, as the same dynamic now is being seen throughout Southern Europe, where dozens of cases of local transmissions were recorded last year alone. So this is a... This is a growing problem, and this could be the mechanical crises they wanted to warn us about, but warn us about disease X when it was really this the whole time. It's the bait and switch. So this is a growing problem, a real dang problem. That leaves us there, some Real Deal International for you. And we have one more story, and then we're going to be looking into the hallways now. As now we're going to go into Real Deal Religious. This is quite a fascinating ordeal here. We've covered, like many people, Scientology, but we also cover the backlash against certain so-called religions. In this case, Scientology, which was really set up founded by the Rockefeller Foundation many, many decades ago, had CIA infiltration, which was initially was a blackmailing outfit and still is to this day. But let me tell you about this, because it really pulls the strings of my heart and probably my dang fever that's growing to just get involved in it, as the Church of Scientology has now sparking backlash over there in Chicago with new, quote, ideal branch offering students at nearby, get this, Columbia College. They are now offering spiritual counseling. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The Church of Scientology of Chicago hosted its grand opening ceremony of its new ideal, as now the new ideal as Scientology, which is really just a wonderful comic book, I guess religion too. They're now blocking access entire blocks in the South Loop on Sunday. Students are. Students at Columbia College, which has a residential hall next door, have expressed their concerns as the church offers students spiritual counseling, cleansing, and probably a lot more. Probably massage tables too. Well, the Church of Scientology has attracted renewed criticism following the rape conviction of former celebrity member Danny Matterson, former actor of That 70s Show, you might recall. Well, Scientology has also, over there in Chicago, incurred the wrath of locals too, as they just start piling on. The university students are after shutting down an entire block to open its new ideal branch over there in Chicago. They said, get out of the way, migrants. We're the Scientologists. Please get out of the way. We're here to help and also blackmail you. Well, the grand opening ceremony in the South Loop saw followers do more than just block access. They were throwing things. Well, before the Windy City ribbon comes cascading down, many locals are saying, when is justice going to be served? When is it going to be heard? Because somebody is going to pay dearly. And sadly, for Scientology, it just might be them. So another blow to the Church of Scientology. What a wonderful, wonderful precedent to end on. Let's now look at the wonderful questions, comments, concerns out there, which is going to be brought to you by Real Deal Gold, because anything else would be uncivilized. Yes, it would be.
Because anything else would be uncivilized.
That's right. Real Deal Gold by going to realdealmedia.tv/gold, or just go to realdealmedia.tv. Okay. It's a great place to go to. Let's see what's cooking here. Here is something. Here we have on Rumble. I'm going to start with Rumble. And roll the dice and start on Rumble. We have Mouth of the South saying Kamala's face looked like a coffee roll-up rim contest. I'm not sure what that is, but it was obvious. Yeah, it was flapping. It was flapping in the wind there. You're spot on, Leo. In fact, I should be doing Kamala like mass giveaways at this point. All right, very good, very good. By the way, if you do want to email, I should put that out too. I'm trying to be better at that. Good info at realdealmedia.tv. Anyways, here's another one here. Here we have Bonnie Olson. Thank you. I used to know someone that knew someone from Southeast Brazil that had dengue fever, I'm assuming. Yes, it is. Here we have another one here. And I believe Rumble just went out. I think we just lost connection, did we? No, we didn't. Okay. Some weird things are happening right now. I don't know what to think. All right. Let me go back to Rumble here. Here is Mr. Bobby Caps. Thank you for chiming in here. Plan is to cause so much chaos, Biden could declare martial law and the left could control the U.S. permanently. Yes, it is, Bobby. You know, you've been paying attention, and yeah, the same goes for England and Canada, too. Every time these people's backs, I should say, every time these people's masks are to the wall, that's when the chaos ensues, and they always do it with a protest, because it's a 2, 3, 4-fold Not only can they wreak havoc and chaos and fear, but they can also use it as an excuse to block and prohibit protests. We saw Bush do this with the military funerals, where you have the so-called God hates FAGS, what was it called? The Baptist church out there, which I say were a bunch of, they're a bunch of shills who are getting paid to do it and useful idiots, because what that caused, it caused all protests around military buildings and funerals to be banned. Did we see how this works? Same thing in California. You had alleged Governor Newsom ban protesting anywhere near state government buildings because of the anti-COVID lockdown protests that were just deemed dangerous. Do we see how this works? So very astute observation, Mr. Bobby Capps. Very, very classy and professional. You got it. Okay, here's another one here. We have Patricia Ellis. Thank you very much. I was kidding, of course, Gates. We got those several years ago in the pandemic. Gates, okay. Just barging in here. Thank you very much. And finally. Yeah, it's hard to read the Rumble comments. I don't know what to tell you. Simon Farms, yes. Newscom, that's what it goes by. And here's a good one to end on. Mr. H.T. Rosenthal, ask AI who's in the mask of the vice president. That's a good question. Who is playing that? I wouldn't even know. I would just assume a lackey in the central intelligence hallways would be my guess. Okay, so that's how that goes. All right, that's going to bring us to a wonderful segment called Final Thoughts. Final thoughts. Mr. Wetland says Oprah could be playing Kamala Harris and or Madonna. I agree with that. Anyways, final thoughts for the International Doubles and Domestic Spies episode, a very very enticing episode. It's been, the questioning of reality seems to ensue silently, in my case, very publicly. But it's something that shouldn't be feared. It shouldn't be pushed away for the timid to then come out and play much later. No, it should be addressed. It should be ran to, because we're in that moment now where we're now questioning reality itself. We're questioning maps. We're questioning geography. We're questioning the very institutions and the fabrics of society that have brought us to this point, that everything we knew, everything we know, is really just part of the Kabuki theater on a grand scale. So in rediscovering our origins, rediscovering our truth, it always begins to see in, well, begins to what's right in front of us. A prostatic mass today, an unjust law tomorrow. But the fact that we're still here, the fact that we're still resisting the overtly tyranny from the so-called leaders, what's lunacy, it's a lunatic, it's a sociopath, clearly behind what's restraining us, the individuals, from achieving the promised land. And that's why shows like these and many others and people who watch these shows are keeping this world alive, because it's the independent media with the independent mind out there that is the reason we are able to even have this conversation. So I thank all of you out there. That's what's most important. All of us here together, no matter what certain belief or what skew of a provision you might posture towards versus another, the fact that we're here in an independent way, in a very just a voluntary way, is true victory in the face of mass bandits. And that's my final thought. We'll be back tomorrow night with some more action about what's happening in the world affairs and scale. So you don't want to miss that tomorrow night, and some further announcements too to share with you about that. In the meanwhile, I'm going to get out of here. It's been a pleasure. For all of us here at Real Deal Media, I'm Dean Ryan, saying thank you for sharing a bit of your night with me. And until next time, always remember to stay tuned and stay awake. Good night, everybody.